This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz with you. Hope it's going to be a really special day today. People say that television and the media is very different to what it was 50 years ago. And in fact, many of the things that were considered quite unacceptable, say, 50 years ago, they're quite openly accepted today. And in fact, sometimes they're celebrated. So we could probably say that we're being shaped in our personalities by what's being programmed into our minds. Think of the things that go into your mind, the things that you look at. And some of the things that we do see sometimes is not very helpful at all. Now, I'm thinking back in 1994, for example. Chris Burns, an Associated Press reporter, he wrote about the lethal leftovers in Europe from World War II, actually. And this is what he said. He said, "The bombs of World War II are still killing in Europe. They turn up, sometimes they blow up at construction sites, fishing nets, or on the beaches 50 years after the guns fell silent. Hundreds of tons of explosives are recovered every year in France. 13 old bombs exploded in France last year," he said, "which killed 12 people and wounded 11. So why am I talking about this? Well, what's true of leftover war munitions is also true of the human mind. I want to talk about that for just a moment. Things that are uncontrolled, the thought patterns that we have, can sometimes be like bombs that are left lying around, unexploded bombs just waiting to cause all sorts of trouble. So our thought life, what are the things that you think of? I think they're crucial in the building of character, for example. That is the seedbed of our actions. The way we think is often the way we act things out. And the Bible talks about that actually becoming part of our eternal destiny, the way we think as well. Have you heard of this? Sow a thought, you reap an action. Sow an action and you can reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny. And that's all very true. The human mind, well, God gave us a mind created to be active and to think things through, to be occupied. Of course, that's the way that God has constructed us. We sometimes refer to people as being empty-headed. So what we really mean is we think their minds are empty, but that's not really right. They're probably busy thinking about something else. So the human mind, how can we really start to understand what it is? It cannot exist on its own. If you have a look sometime at what's called the Sermon on the Mount there in Matthew chapter 5, have a read of it. It's not so much to do with our actions, what we do, but the way we think, or we could call it our inner life, the motivations, our thought life. And so according to Jesus, it wasn't sufficient just not to kill someone. It was essential that we deal with the hate or resentment that's in our thought patterns that could actually, in fact, lead to murder. That's the sort of thing I'm thinking about. And in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, Paul says, "Don't be conformed to this world," but he said, "be transformed by the renewing of your mind." In other words, what he's saying is, have the mind of Christ. Let his thoughts make an impact in your life, your lifestyle, and in your behavior. And if we do that, we not only come to know the mind and the will of God, we actually show the character of God. There's another great verse you can have a look at sometime in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. And again, Paul talks about taking every thought that we have, capturing it, and making it obedient to Christ. So when Jesus Christ comes into our thoughts, into our intelligence, if you like, the dark recesses of the subconscious mind, wonderful things can happen. We are transformed by the renewing of our mind. So freedom is found by those who allow Christ the complete mastery over the conscious mind, the subconscious, and that is if we allow him. So what we're thinking, what I'm thinking here, is that Christ can repattern our whole way of thinking. One translation of the Bible talks about taking every thought captive, and that's the military strategy there, that often the battles and the lengthy procedures is made up a number of campaigns. So that's bringing into kind of control the things that happen and giving them to Christ. Well, the Bible says, fix your thoughts on what is true and good and take control of our mind. Heavenly Father, thank you today that in fact you can help us to take control of our thoughts, that with your Spirit helping us, we can find all this and much positive things. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.